This is Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Episode 270 coming at you. Here it is. History repeats itself. We looked at
each other. And we're going to repeat ourselves by having a little three-way with DJ Multime.
DJ Multime making his triumphant return to Rhyme and Treason. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. DJ Multime.
That's right, folks. A heaping stack of beef just for you.
That's right, and yeah, man, we're in the same old boat we have been for years.
Smoking cannabis club doobies and drinking amazing beers. How's your night going, bud?
It's been a terrible day. A lot of hard work in the sun, and, you know, but luckily I don't have a family to feed, so actually my problems aren't that bad compared to a lot of people.
Name DJ Gower.
Who cooked a overcooked, I should say.
He destroyed a tri-tip.
That's right. It
was
atrocious.
I ruined it.
Don't worry.
Did history repeat itself?
The women folk.
No,
because... Have you destroyed a tri-tip before?
No, because if history had repeated itself, I would have created the second greatest tri-tip DJ Matador's ever eaten.
Oh, not the greatest, but a tribute to the greatest tri-tip in the world.
I think that song has to go.
Right.
I think that song has
to
go.
That needs a song, I think. Yeah.
This is not the greatest podcast in the world.
But it's a goddamn tribute.
That's right.
Anyway, we're in Gower's backyard talking to DJ Multime, the man, the myth, the legend, on the phone lines. And yeah, man, history repeats itself. I see it happening all over again.
No, totally. The Giants lost in late innings again when they had the lead. History repeats itself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Was it by one run?
By one run in the 10th. because they were away, not home. Uh-huh. But they were leading going into the eighth, which they always do, and then they lost. And that's fine. We're used to it by now, right?
I mean, I'm an A's fan, so I'm used to losing.
I wasn't talking to you, Gower.
Yes, I'm used to it. And, diehard Giants lover.
You missed the you would have been a great guest for the previous episode, which was the barbecue edition, part two, I believe. And we had the sizzle of delicious tri-tip on the air. But I think the challenge was that we were trying to capture too much sizzle on the air when we ever took the tri-tip.
Yeah, I believe that, and it's I applaud you for having the balls to tell your current guests that they would have actually been better on a previous episode that you already recorded. That's
a
amazing.
Fact, Jack. That's a fact.
That's pretty standard for us because
I have tons of confidence now going into this.
Yeah, trust me. Like you could never do worse.
I could. You're right, actually. I couldn't do worse. And in fact, most days of my life, I couldn't do worse. So, nailed it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Right. Thank you.
You're like some kind of fucking luminary, Gower.
Well, you know, that's why I live at the top of the mountain here.
Yes, you do. All the way down in the Sacramento Valley.
In the foothills and beyond.
Yeah.
We got a fiery multi-meet, and you got any song requests coming up?
Oh, I mean, I gotta go with the number one fucking song of the year, Anderson .Paak, Leave the Door Open.
All right,
it's the number one song of the year.
I we better pack that song in the
we're
playlist.
Gonna pack it in right now, and hope you enjoy it.
I hope
Gower loves packing it in, just so all the listeners know.
Well, you know, when you when you have a plethora of meats, right, you got to find a way to ingest them.
This is true. Words of wisdom always. I understand why your podcast is so popular now.
All right, here we go. This is History Repeats Itself. Here we go. Here comes
the music.
I fucking
love you guys. Everybody needs to listen to Rhyme and Treason. Let's go.
Here we go. Here comes the music. Rhyme.
And if we got to keep this guy around, we're going to turn multi-meat into multi-millionaire.
Hey, I did invest recently in Dogecoin and a couple of other coins. So maybe, you know, I'll give you a call in a week. I'll let you know how I'm doing. Oh, how about that?
At minimum, you could help us replace this board we've had for the last 11 years.
I mean, nobody has accused me of being helpful before, but I'll try.
I mean, no one's ever accused me of being kind either, but...
Anyway, history repeats itself. Gonna play some more music. Here we go. History repeats itself.
And Grant knows how to end the time.
DJ Multi.
Come on, help me make it. scientific minds in history. They put Beaker and a bow tie up against me. I'm a master, I discovered gravity. I drop rhymes like they're falling from an apple tree. You don't match for me, you got a batch degree. I got a unit of force named after me. You want a battle guy? That's a crazy notion. When I start flowing, I stay in motion. Where's Paul? Did you catch that? Or did it go too fast to detect? Perhaps it'd be better if I added in a bleep or a bloop or another wacky sound effect. I was born on Christmas, I'm God's gift. I unlock the stars that you're dancing with. You waste time debating creationists while I create the science you explain to kids.
Yes, it's true. What I used to do is teach kids science on my PBS show, but now I do what I gotta do to make sure scientific talk can grow. And I'm still in my prime, hitting my stride. What'd you do with the back half of your line? You freaked out, started counting coins for the bank, and you sure didn't have no wife. Oh, you wrote a book on gravity, but you couldn't attract nobody. Your work on orbits was exemplary, but your circle of friends was shoddy. Oh, you don't wanna mess with the guy built on a ramp sharp like a needle in your arm. I'll stick to drinking that mercury, cause I hypothesize that you're about to get beat.
Well, I conclude that your methods are the whack. You wouldn't even pass in one of my classes. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, except for when we both start rapping. I accelerated the minds of mankind to a higher plane of understanding, and I can't calculate the weight and the size and the shape or the shadow of the mind you're standing in. And I will leave you with a page from a book I wrote at half your age, 3, but the integral CYDY from 0 to 1 sets the files like a base E on the square root of 3 times the 64th power of 1!
Why don't you pick on the brain your own size? We got a badass over here. Plus I got your back. Nah, astrophysics black guy hating planets every fly. By the way, the answer to your little calculation is I. As in I put the swag back in science while Isaac Newton was lying and sticking daggers in Leibniz and hiding up inside his attic on some Harry Potter business. The universe is infinite, but this battle is finished.
was they said tonight. You can leave your home and tomorrow. It's gonna be a wedding going in the curfew. We'll light a wrong, wrong, wrong. When the bullets will let you know. When the back door comes round your door. Who is the killer? Who is the killer? Stone Cold Killer. Food for the trigger. I'll shoot you down right on sight if you're out of the wrong time at night. And in a civil war, there's no civil rights. In the dead of dead, run for your life. They say tonight, you can't leave your home. And tomorrow, it won't be waiting on in the curfew. Well, I do roam, roam, roam. And the bullets will let you know. When the bad truck comes round your door, who is the killer? Who is the killer? Stone Cold Killer. Food for the trigger. And the trenches are dug and the bones they do shiver. The taste of war is so cold and bitter. And the human race is the face of the killer. And the cost of life is rarely considered. They say tonight, you can't leave your home. And tomorrow, we're gonna be waiting on in the curfew. Won't lie to roam, roam, roam. And the bullets will let you know. When the band door comes round your door, who is the killer? The killer, Stone Cold Killer, food for the trigger.
vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast.
Three and a half million men and women
are directly engaged in the defense.
The Tigris River formed the cradle of civilization.
We
Arcadians long ago conquered Sumer, took control. Sargon led his armies in their chariots. They rode by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Persian Gulfs, where they found ancient ruins underground. Archaeologists did lots of excavation down by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River. Both the Euphrates River and the Tigris River used to flood, bringing lots of fertile mud. But the problem was that water washed away the crops. Dams and levees made it stop when it was dry. They'd irrigate. Fighting over water led to war between the city-states. Cuneiform is ancient writing that tells us Sumer city-states were always fighting. They were the first civilization in Mesopotamia. Then came the Akkadians, who started Empire Mania. Akkadians long ago conquered Sumer, took control. Sargon led his armies in their chariots. They rode by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, near the Persian Gulfs, where they found ancient ruins underground. Archaeologists did lots of excavation down by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River. King Sargon got real old, told his sons to take the throne, but the huge Akkadian Empire would fall out of their control. Then came Hammurabi, who would take full command. Hammurabi was the king of the Babylonians. Man, Babylonia was the land where they told you, you obey Hammurabi's code, praise Hammurabi's code, break Hammurabi's code, and you'll be saying, oh no. Akkadians long ago conquered Sumer, took control. Sargon led his armies in their chariots. They rode by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, near the Persian Gulfs, where they found ancient ruins underground. Archaeologists did lots of excavation down by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River. Babylonians built roads, they traded grain for gold. They kept themselves united under Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code, Hammurabi's code, Hammurabi's code, Hammurabi's code, which was a bunch of laws they believed that had no flaws. They obeyed it just because they thought Hammurabi was chosen by the gods. Whoa, chosen by the gods. Whoa. Akkadians long ago conquered Sumer, took control. Sargon led his armies in their chariots. They rode by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, near the Persian Gulfs, where they found ancient ruins underground. Archaeologists did lots of excavation down by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River, by the Euphrates River.
Mesopotamia!
We're the cousins, ruled over dozens.
King George,
Sarnik,
Kaiser Willy.
When the century started, we could hardly be parted.
But that was all before the frightful First World War. I'm King George, when young I forged an alliance with these two. Through Queen Vic we were elated. Check out the world power she created.
I'm Tsar Nicholas with George Mischievous. Swapped uniforms at posh dues. We looked like twins had matching beards. Right royal family for little weird.
Drove advisors round the bend.
The woman friendship has to end.
We're relations crowned by our nations,
Great Britain,
Russia,
and Germany.
When our governments fell out, peaceful relations put in down. Conditions perfect for the frightful First World War.
I'm Kaiser Wilhelm, I kind of felt a bit left out by the rest. They had beards, I only had a moustache. Feared my withered arm gave me less panache. I loved the military, I thought at diplomacy I would be the best.
We sent telegrams, hoped to stop the bombs, but they weren't worth the paper they were written on.
I called England Mad March Hell.
You didn't help avert war there.
Now all leaders, not all succeeders,
Great Britain,
Russia,
both against me. I was in charge of German troops,
but you proved to be hopeless, oops.
The commanders they ignored
in the frightful First World War.
My family ties embarrassing, our kinship now a hassle. I changed my German surname to Windsor, like the castle. Then Russian Revolution came, Nick said,
help me, mate.
I couldn't support him, had to leave him to his fate.
Execution? Oh.
And when the war was no more,
we won,
we lost.
Call it a score draw.
I was the only one left in charge.
I ran away, but still at large.
And all this frightful war could do
was set up World War II,
which was us against you.
Boo boo be doo.
Horrible. We flipped our finger to the King of England. Stole our country from the Indians. With God on our side and guns in our hands, took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up and I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I come from the land of Ben Franklin. Twain and Poe, we're all within. Otis, Redding, Ellington. The country that I love. But it's the land of the slaves and the Ku Klux Klan. Haymarket and Riot and the Great Depression. Don't let McCarthy, Vietnam. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I'm proud and ashamed. Every 4th of July, you've got to know the truth before you say that you got pride. Now the cops got tanks, but the kids got guns. Shrinks pushing pills on everyone. Cancer from the ocean, cancer from the sun. Straight to hell we go. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Finish up a drink and go home.
Of you were
places. Call me MC Dali.
Your whole body athletic is a fluffy mountain of crap.
You're the BBS version of Nickelback.
But I think you must be a genius, cause with zero training you made millions teaching people how to suck a painting. Why don't you go back home and beat your brush, you chump? I could make better art with my wiener.
I'm so glad you could join me today, so I could teach you how to feel some joy when you paint. You're a moody little genius, always so serious. I know, you must be on your blue period. Your work is melancholic, I'm painting happy little trees. Call me Jackson Pollock, because I splatter MC with the voice of Sue, so let's do this. I twist you up like you're a Rubik's Cubist.
Don't use that word like you know what it is. You painted 30,000 pictures of bushes and sticks. Don't your audience know that you stole your whole show? You just ripped off your teacher and added an afro.
My name is Pablo Diego, Jose Francisco de Paula, Nepomuceno Maria, de los Remedios Cipriano, de la Santísima Trinidad, Ruiz y Picasso. Back to Joe. Bob.
Well, Bob is dropping bombs like this is Guernica. Served 20 years.
Air Force.
United States of America. My technique will make your mistress weep. Put her to sleep. Elbow drop a drink. I go deep. And I keep it mellow like some cadmium yellow. I'm a bright like titanium white kind of fella. Don't believe in mistakes unless you step to me. Yo, Pablo, you just got your happy little ass beat.
Who won? Who's there? You decide.
Let Walter!
Kurt! Boston!
You want to battle with? See who's a better pacifist? I fought the caste system, but you still cannot touch this. Slumdog's billionaire, first name Messiah. Rap so hot, I spit yoga fire. Everything you preach, I said it first. You should jot down these words, plagiarize my whole verse. Leave your thoughts on the door, like the real Martin Luther. I'm not thinking you shall overcome this, Junior.
I'm the king of civil rights, from the city to suburbia. No shoes, no shirt, but I'm still gonna serve ya. Make you swallow your words, so you can break the fast. And thank God Almighty, you can eat at last. I admire the way you broke the British power, but I have a dream that one day you'll take a shower. Like the H in your name, you ought to remain silent. Flatten your style like bread, non-violent.
You would know about bread, Dr. Birmingham sandwich. Boycott those grits, sit in with some spinach. With Protestant women, the same advice goes. Always stay away from the hoes.
I've got so much street cred, they write my name on the sides. I'd bring you for tech support, but I got a Nobel Prize. Nigga, we got more beef than one of your sacred cows, but I'm about to forgive you so hard right now.
I am possibly resisting the fact that you suck. I am celibate because I don't give a fuck.
Who won? Who's that? Yoga-san!
Millionaire living in a mansion pays less in poll tax than a low-income family in a small house. No other modern democracy has ever introduced a tax that takes no account of ability to pay.
Fighting spreads all along Whitehall and into Trafalgar Square. Hundreds of police reinforcements are still arriving. The number of arrests is expected to rise.
Again.
Coming at you, DJ Multimeat, interrupting. He's in the house. We're in Gower's backyard. History repeats itself.
You know it's a good three-way when someone's talking over the other person.
You know it's a good three-way when somebody says something out of pocket and everybody bees quiet for a minute.
I mean, you know it's a bad three-way if someone has a pocket.
Okay, you know what? I have two pockets.
All right.
So I take offense. Hey, you know it's a good three-way when somebody's wetter than an otter's pocket. You know what I mean?
This guy's getting pervy on us, and we're here.
An otter's pocket? What?
We're here. Oh my!
I'm not getting pervy.
DJ
what?
Otter,
yeah, DJ Malta.
No, that's not
he
fair.
Might be DJ Otter, man.
This whole track is scratched. Scratch it. It's over.
Seriously?
It's it didn't work out from the beginning. It was awkward.
A welfare state has compromised. We stop things short. Short a revolution. So long. Protections, no equality and exploitation. Law and justice are hiding behind. Veil of ignorance, greed and corruption. One salvation through suicide. No one answers to the mass destruction. History's glory, another dead man's story. And a voice that says stop, the powers at the top. A life is taken and weak and a worry. Justice named and meant to be blind. Not deaf and dumb, a mute institution. The cracks of liberty filled with the cash. The working man ain't got no solution. Government power reigns through the blow. A dirty water speaks of pollution. Line goes deep, deep to the wall. There we wait our execution. History's glory, another
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185,
Not a soldier crossed the line with his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light. Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Quelo, he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his fiddle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the siege of Alamo.
The world. The British are coming, the British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks and searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose. Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Though the next few years were rough, General Washington's men proved they were tough. Those hungry, ragged boys would not be beat. One night they crossed the Delaware, surprised the Hessians in their lair, and at Valley Forge they just bundled up their feet. Now the shot heard round the world was the start of the revolution. The minutemen were ready on the move. Take your blanket, take your son, report to General Washington. We've got our rights and now it's time to prove. Well, they showed such determination that they won the admiration of countries across the sea like France and Spain, who loaned the colony ships and guns and put the British on the run and the Continental Army on its feet again. And though they lost some battles too, the Americans swore they'd see it through. Their raiding parties kept up hit and run. At Yorktown, the British could not retreat, bottled up by Washington and the French fleet. Cornwallis surrendered, and finally we had won.
From the shot heard around the world to the end of the revolution, the Continental rabble took the day. And the father of our country beat the British there at Yorktown and brought freedom to you and me and the USA. God bless America. Freedom ring.
It's all yours, Von Limburger.
As your body grows big.
Hello, Schultz. I want you to... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Epic rap battles of history! Darth Vader versus Adolf Hitler! Begin!
I am Adolf Hitler! Command of the Third Reich! Little known fact, also dope points the mic! You are Vader! Vis your little boots and cape and helmet to cover up that burnt-ass face. You have the force to move objects. I am a force truly evil, even went back in time and turned you back as a prequel. Cause look at you, you're not even a real person. I preferred you in Spaceballs, the Rick Moranis version.
You can't rhyme against the dark side of the force, why even bother? So many dudes been with your mom, who even knows if I'm your father? You're a pissed off little prick with a Napoleon dick. You call that a mustache? I call that dirty Sanchez on your lip. You bitch, let me remind you who you're messing with. Everything that you did, I'm the motherfucker who invented it. I'm the original Dark Lord, you're like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. My soul troopers make yours look like someone took a piece of shit and cloned it.
You stink, Vader! Your star smells something sour! You need to wash up, dog! Here, step in my shower! I'll turn all your friends against you, just my speeches breed haters! What's your lightsaber versus a clan of all your white neighbors?
Suck my robot balls! Now take a step back and let me freeze yours off. A little carbonite bath for your goof-stepping ass. We'll call my homeboy in Israel, see who got the last laugh.
Who won? Who's next? You decide! Epic Rap Battles of History!
This is Rhyme and Treason Radio.